The campaign for the 13th Congressional District is in full swing, and today we talk with the Democratic candidate Ann Callis, a former judge from Madison County. And let me just start by asking you, I guess, how the campaign has gone so far.
It's going very well. I can't believe that I've been doing this over a year now. I've said this before, but I know I'm going to have to get a new car when this campaign's over because all of the miles that I've logged on the car. But it has been exciting and invigorating, and I do love going out and meeting people in the district and listening to what their issues are of the day and how I could help them.
Not everyone may realize just how large this district is. It stretches from the Metro East all the way to Champaign, Bloomington.
Yes.
So it's a lot of area to cover.
It is. It is.
Let me turn to an issue that I think always has to come up in campaigns, and that mm-hmm. is money.
Mm-hmm.
I know from looking at the last fundraising reports that you were trailing your opponent, the Republican congressman, Rodney Davis. Are you getting enough support at this time to stay competitive in this race?
Absolutely. He is a prolific fundraiser from some of these conservative PACs, but we have been keeping up and working very hard, and I am very comfortable where we're at in this race to get our message out.
What about the National Party? Have they been supportive of you?
The National Party has been supportive.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you've been talking with people around the district, I know, and what are you hearing from them? What are some of the key issues that they're talking about?
Well, it all comes down to really jobs. People want good, livable wage jobs, and they worry about their future. I hear from students, they worry about the student loans. From people who have graduated, they worry about the student loan debt. And people, again, want good jobs, and it is a very interesting district. It has a lot of energy here, and there are absolutely great people here willing to really contribute to their community and their areas. And I think on day one, if I'm honored to be elected by the great people of this district, I will get to work and get started on building coalitions. I think we have some great apprenticeship programs. I've talked to people in our community about this. We can expand on those, I think, and join with our local labor force and join with our great businesses and really expand on public-private partnerships and grow these apprenticeship programs and even replicate them throughout our area so our children can graduate from these programs technologically savvy, skilled, and ready to work, but also, more importantly, ready to raise their family in our great communities in our district.
And jobs are always key. You have
Yes.
some cities in this district that have relatively low unemployment in the state.
Sure.
Springfield, one of those, Bloomington, Normal. And then you have Decatur,
yes.
for example, one of the most where people are most out of work. Do you see anything that's being missed at this point that people aren't paying attention to when it comes to bringing and creating
jobs?
That's
a great question because I've spent a lot of time in Decatur and talked to a lot of people in their community centers, and they do have young men and women that are ready to work, but it goes back to training, and they feel like there are some jobs out there, but these children need to be trained. So that's why I think it's important, really on day one, to look and see where we can grow these types of apprenticeship programs and also, though, talk to the community and, again, build a coalition on how do we solve this problem of unemployment. How do we grow small businesses? How do we make sure that our children are going to be employed and really start stimulating our economy there? I was pleased to see that Illinois is number one in renewable energy sources. And I think that there is a lot of opportunity out there with our great universities that we have in our district to draw out some of these innovators and see how we can join them with businesses or create new businesses and interconnect everyone so we can really revitalize our communities. Also, as a judge, I did a lot of work with restorative justice, and I was statewide leader on justice and mental health and was able to create the first veterans court in the state of Illinois, helping troubled veterans get back on their feet. Now, it's the same model of these problem-solving courts, which we did a lot of work with juveniles in Madison County, too. And I see this as a full circle. So really an exciting opportunity to bridge a gap, which you've mentioned some gaps, and bridge a gap to some of these community programs that are trying to get built and trying to be established, but firming them up, growing them, and connecting them with our justice system so they work better for the communities.
And you also support a minimum wage hike?
Yes, absolutely. I again, traveled around our district, talked to a lot of people, and 6 out of the 10 minimum wage workers in the state of Illinois are women. Many of them heads of households, and this affects both men and women when people are working full 40-hour weeks and they're still below the poverty line, and that's unacceptable.
We're talking with Democrat Ann Callis. She's running for the 13th District Congressional seat. Well, the federal health care law, I know that brought out a lot of people who were on both sides of that issue. From what you've talked to folks, how do you think it's working, and especially after the problems with the rollout, right, have things improved enough?
Well, everyone knows the rollout was abysmal, and this is an issue that's also on people's minds. And not having been there when it was passed, but seeing that it is passed and it's law. So what I would do is, and people are concerned about their insurance rates rising. People are concerned about the insurance they just got, losing it. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there. So what I would like to do, again, is if I'm honored to be elected, is hold office hours as long as we can, have the smartest, best staff there with me, taking notes, seeing what the anecdotal evidence is or what the anecdotal stories are, and then turning that into actual empirical evidence and seeing what's trending, what can we fix, and get to the table and fix what's wrong, or if there's any gaps or anything that needs to be costs, especially if they're rising. So fix what's wrong, come to the table and get to work, not shut down the government like my opponent did and take a hike.
Well, Congress has adjourned without getting much done on some key issues. One of those was where things like immigration problems that are going on at the border. Your take on that situation?
Well, I think it's time we pass comprehensive immigration reform. I have talked to a lot of immigrants in our district. They are really concerned with all the issues, as we all are. So it's time. I think that would solve so many of those issues out there if we pass comprehensive immigration reform. And that's another issue. I think as chief judge, I was able to institute a lot of policy changes and reforms of the court by reaching across the aisle in a bipartisanship manner to get things done. And I think that's an issue that should not be dead and should be at the forefront of new congressmen and women in 2014.
What do you think's not getting enough attention in this race?
Well, I think now people are starting to pay attention. But what I would just like to highlight is the fact that I'd been a problem solver most of my professional life. I know that phrase gets thrown around a lot, but I have worked. I created the first, or one, not the first, but one of the first foreclosure mediation programs in the state of Illinois. It brought the lenders and the homeowners being foreclosed upon together. And I was able to accomplish that by getting to the banks to the table in the beginning to negotiate. And we're up to over now 130 homes being saved for residences in my area. So it's a philosophy of wanting to help people. I feel blessed that I found my path in life that is helping people. And what's going on in Congress today is just not fair and just. It's Mr. Davis is part of the huge problem of a do-nothing, no Congress, shutting down our government, voting against raising the minimum wage, voting against the Paycheck Fairness Act, voting against extending unemployment, and really not focusing on the people that we were honored to be elected as chief judge and judge to serve. And I think it's time that we focus back on the people in our district and keep that focus there and get to work right away.
We've been talking with the Democratic candidate for the 13th Congressional District, Ann Callis. Thanks for being with us today.
All right. Thank you, sir.